Bike riders of Takeaway Nation unite.
On bike, grinding uphill, I loathe you, gravity.
Pump uphill from home.
A hodgepodge of parts.
Two wheels, sound with chain, beating hearts, tied to nothing.
Every bike since held me up.
We are young once more.
My bike does me right.
Oh, man, the day has come. The moment has come. Our celebration of bicycling and bicycles comes to a momentous, shiny derailleur, sparkly spoke, pavement tread high pressure ending. We have haikus. We have haikus. Let me remind you of the contest. We asked you all to give us a haiku of your bike riding experience, about biking, about your bike, and we got 1,200 haikus. I mean, that's serious. It really taxed the infrastructure here at the Takeaway. We got it down to about 97 top picks. We chose finalists from that. Finally, today, now, our final top 10. Our judges are with us. Alex Goldmark, senior reporter for WNYC's Transportation Nation.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you for doing this.
It was a pleasure. I enjoyed reading these.
Joy Diaz, reporter for KUT Austin, Texas. Thank you, Joy.
Oh, so fun. Great assignment.
And Deputy Adam Riley, reporter for WGBH News, was our third judge. Adam, thanks to you.
I loved it even more than the other two, and it was really, really difficult to pick the winners.
All right.
They're all terrific.
Now, the way I want to do this is I want to give the winners, because the winners were really great. I mean, the real winners here are the listeners who totally were into this, and it was fantastic. So let's do five winners and talk a little bit, and then we'll do five more. Okay, guys?
Sounds good to me.
Here we go. Julie Greenberg.
Bike flies, sun shines, my spirit soars. I am freedom. Sharp glass. Deflation.
Number two, Ike McMahon.
Bike seat, no padding. Texting girl in front of me. Both pains in my ass.
Yes.
That's a really good one.
John Davendorf, WHYY Philadelphia.
I've had many bikes, but a number were stolen. Is that a bike share?
Fantastic. And one more. Peter Smith, who listens to us on KUOW in Seattle.
A new world opens. Faces, sounds, seasonal change at the speed of bike.
One of my favorites is Kathy Picard, who not only has a haiku, but has a story. Kathy listens to us on KWMU in St. Louis.
My husband and I bought bicycles for each other for our first wedding anniversary and started riding together. We had our differences with regard to our cycling styles and goals, but I'm happy to report that we recently celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary, and we're still riding together. So here's my haiku. His and hers cycling. He rides fast. She smells roses. Who has to shift gears?
I heard that one. I heard that one coming in over the transom, and I sensed a winner there. Adam?
I was partial to the haikus that were incredibly evocative, that really conjured up either the feeling of freedom that I think a ton of the people who submitted entries experience when they're riding, and in some cases to get at how that sense of freedom can be suddenly interrupted when it's no longer possible to ride. That sense of freedom becomes a memory to be treasured, but also to be sort of pined for.
Well, you guys chose haikus that evoke just the gritty reality of biking. I think that's great. But we've also got like a digest of emotions. Here, let's do a couple more. A haiku about bicycling and love from Mimi Boothby, who listens to us also in Seattle.
Oh, I picked that one.
On KUOW. Here we go.
He gave me a bike lovingly. Now he's gone. I still ride with him.
You wiping your tears there, Joy?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Even hearing it again. Well, I heard it in my brain, right? I didn't know her voice. But to me, it was like, it can be so many things. You know, it can be a divorce. It can be a death. It can be a child. It can be so many things, but yet so deep. And then there's that bike.
I was wondering if that one was a father that had given the bike or a husband. So hearing the voice.
Hearing her read it makes me want to break down and weep.
But here's one. Joe Chapman, who listens on WMFE in Orlando, on bicycling and growing up.
Training wheels are gone. Dad says he's holding the seat. Trust, don't verify.
Maxims for life.
So great. And let's hear Lillian Kennedy's offering here.
I fly, spin by, sigh.
cows and clouds, corn and clover. Hi, and then goodbye.
She's an expert.
She, you know, we should have assigned her a sonnet, is what I thought when I read that one.
Mm. I feel like she might be published before or something. She's like,
she just took this from her Baiku book.
Yeah, exactly.
This is her pseudonym.
Fantastic. And one more. Brenda J. Ganem.
Right behind the hearse, I adjust my helmet strap a wee bit tighter.
Okay, so I wanted to say something to this woman. I relate to this, and I appreciated all the haikus about fear and danger, but if you adjust your helmet strap while you are riding behind a car, it's just going to make you more wobbly and more in danger.
Brenda's defense, this was another one of my personal favorites. Perhaps she's stopped at a traffic light behind a hearse and is adjusting her helmet strap in a very safe, responsible way. Maybe.
Oh, man, I'm thinking she's like, you know, following JFK's hearse or something, you know, 50 years ago. I'm way too dramatic.
Yes.
And number 10, Charles Clark on aging.
Old cobwebs cling to rusting spokes. Old man dreams of the wind on the road.
Oh, man.
That was one of my picks. I absolutely love that one.
Mm. Why?
The sense of loss that it conjures up. In you know, 17 syllables, it manages to convey both this feeling of freedom that he experienced when riding and this sense of acute loss.
But consider, Charles Clark is going to be wearing a takeaway bike helmet because he's one of the winners, so we have to get him on two wheels somehow. I think that's
Is that an appropriate
or
gift
three
for Charles Clark?
You know what? I say go for the helmet, and Charles, we're going to get you on a bike. We'll work on that. But did we give you guys takeaway helmets for being judges?
I didn't get mine yet, but I'll just sit tight and wait.
Yeah, I haven't seen one.
You haven't seen one?
I'm going to write a haiku. I call them baikus.
Yeah.
While I'm waiting
for my haikus. Our haikus weren't up to snuff.
Adam, if you got your bike out of the basement...
can we talk about that?
Would you take it out of the basement if we gave you a takeaway?
I want to actually just tell you really briefly about what's transpired since we talked last. I've purchased a bike rack so that I can go riding with my daughter. So that's ready to be installed. And I have ridden around my neighborhood on my daughter's bike, which is a bright pink kid's bike. So I'm getting my sea legs back, if that's an appropriate analogy. And I have absolutely no doubt that before this lovely autumn is done, I will be riding my old, dusty, decrepit bike, which will have been tuned up again. And I'd love to do it in a takeaway helmet if there's extras.
Look, I know people here, and I can work on that for you, all right?
Excellent.
Look at the takeaway bike haiku competition has created at least one new cyclist in America.
That's right, and a conflict of interest right there. There we go. Adam Riley, reporter for WGBH News, Joy Diaz, reporter for KUT in Austin, Texas, Alex Goldmark, senior reporter for WNYC's Transportation Nation. You guys were great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure, John.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations to all of our winners and safe riding to everyone who participated. Wear your helmets, folks. And we'll leave you today, for the very last time, with one taste of our takeaway bike contest.
Training wheels are gone.
At the speed of bike.
I fly, spin by.
But a number were stolen.
I still ride with him.
I adjust my helmet strap.
Texting girl in front of me.
My spirit soars.
His and hers cycling.
Old man dreams of the wind on the road.
Baikus. Maybe it'll get in the Oxford English Dictionary. Thanks so much for listening. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Have a great weekend.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.